Hi, this is Avis Vishwanathan, and I'm back with another episode of my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about how to live in this world and yet be above it. Yesterday, I was addressing folks from the corporate and business world. I delivered my Fall Like a Rose Petal talk on personal leadership to this audience. The talk traces the journey Vani and I have undertaken from insecurity and fear to fearlessness, from self-doubt and self-pity to faith, from anger, grief, and guilt to forgiveness, and from feeling lost in life to finding ourselves, finding focus, and in finding that it is possible to be happy despite your circumstances. I shared many anecdotes from my life, a couple of them showcasing my preference, well, for good whiskey. When the audience got an opportunity to ask questions, someone asked me, "Does the imbibing of spirits, which is alcohol, help in practicing spirituality?" The question was perhaps asked half in jest, but it throws up an opportunity for me to share what I have understood about spirituality. Spirituality is the flowering of inner awareness. This awareness helps you understand life, that it is impermanent, that you too will perish someday, and that you control nothing. This awareness sets you free, but in a uniquely personal way. Spirituality asks nothing of you. It demands nothing. There are no methods, no mantras. There are no rules. There is no need to pray, no need to abstain. Just be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. But importantly, just be. Just be happy in the present moment. Spirituality is distinctly different from religion. Of course, religion makes an attempt to achieve all that spirituality does. But because religion as it is practiced today is mass-based, ritualistic, fear-inducing, and divisive, it fails miserably. Worse, religion holds you and me hostage. So, to me, spirituality is not a practice. It is a state of being. Another member from last evening's audience, who I know well, was on an SMS chat with me early this morning. He said he was anxious that we were not able to get out of our debt situation. He was referring to me and Vani. And he advised the practice of the popular Rina Vimochana Stotram. It is a mantra to alleviate a debt condition. He also wanted us to light an oil lamp every day at a temple of our choice. I politely replied that we have got past doing all that. Been there, done that, I told him. I believe more in Kabir's perspective here. Kabir said, "Just as the oil is in the oil seed, the divine is in you." Kabir said, "Jaise til mein tel hai, jo chakmak mein aag, tera sai tujh mein hai, tu jaag sake to jaag." Not that I disrespect religion or the compassion of the friend who messaged me this morning, but I guess we have moved on. We have evolved. Vani and I have reached the state of total acceptance, or total surrender, or saranagadi, where we make our efforts every single day, but we remain detached from the outcomes. Our efforts have not borne fruit in almost a decade now, but we keep trying. We may be beaten, but we have learned to remain unfrustrated with the life that we have. This is what spirituality has taught me. To live in this world and yet be above it. To be in a state of total let go, acting diligently on whatever is in your control and leaving the rest to life. And yes, spirituality has also taught me that if I can't afford my scotch anymore, I must learn to enjoy my Royal Challenge whiskey on weekends. And you bet, I absolutely do just that. If you like this podcast and would like to follow me, please download my app called Avis Vishwanathan on Google Play or on the App Store. You can also follow me on Twitter @AvisVishwanathan is my handle, or you can find me on Instagram as The Happiness Wala. You may also want to look up my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, on my website www.aviswishwanathan.in. It is also available on Amazon.com, Amazon.in, and on Flipkart.com.